Penguin Audio presents The Rare Find, Spotting Exceptional Talent Before Everyone Else Does, by George Anders. Read by Robert Fass. Introduction. In early 2005, Todd Carlisle began an experiment. He grabbed a notepad and ticked off 20 factors that might distinguish between hiring great employees and picking the wrong people. His early jottings focused on mainstream data that big companies normally track. Where did candidates go to college? What grades did they muster? How long had they been in the workforce? And so on. Then Carlisle started popping into executives' offices, asking them, "What else would you add?" His list got bigger. It got weirder. Carlisle didn't mind. Even when there was an outlandish, bite-your-lip quality to someone's theories, Carlisle said thanks and logged in the suggestion. Did Eagle Scouts make better employees? How about people who ran their own businesses in childhood? Or people with the single-minded intensity to set a national record in anything, no matter how unrelated to their jobs? What about chess wizards and dodgeball enthusiasts? Carlisle was a human sponge, soaking up every question he heard. The more the list grew, the more it intrigued people. Nobody important had commissioned this project. Carlisle had dreamed up the idea on his own. Officially, he was just a new guy in human relations with a company laptop and a taupe cubicle. He carried the hazy and not very impressive job title of Staffing Programs Manager. But as this affable 30-year-old kept running around the headquarters of one of America's most famous companies, powerful people started rooting for him. One of the company's billionaire co-founders wanted to help out, too. He had emigrated from Russia at age 6, settling into a new home in Maryland. By age 9, he was tinkering with a Commodore 64 personal computer that his father had given him as a birthday present. As the two men chatted, Carlisle wondered whether the best employees might have discovered computers at a very early age. That was worth researching, too. Eventually, Carlisle's list topped out at 300 factors. He had rounded up every business practice, folk saying, and crackpot theory he could find. His company was less than 10 years old, yet it already employed nearly 5,000 people. By hiring so aggressively from all corners of the world, the company had created a rare cauldron of provocative ideas and remarkable people. It was Carlisle's great fortune to be working there at Google at just the right time to carry out his project. Many of Carlisle's factors focused on the life paths of computer engineers because they were such a huge part of Google's workforce. But his list was so long and so diverse that it had a universal quality, too. If people in any high-achievement field were to compile their own lists, a lot of the same factors would pop up, too. It was time to test all the theories. Thanks to Google's data-centric culture, Carlisle had no trouble organizing a massive online canvassing of the company's workforce. Employees raced through census-style surveys, chronicling their habits and accomplishments. Former lemonade stand operators checked off one box, marathoners and patent holders checked off others. Even the dodgeball players got their moment. Meanwhile, existing Google databases documented which employees were regarded as superstars, strong performers, and laggards. All that Carlisle needed to do, with suitable privacy precautions, was to connect these enormous databases, shake them together, and see what patterns emerged. Within a few months, Carlisle had his answers. On the question of childhood familiarity with computers, Google co-founder Sergey Brin turned out to be right. People who grew up as early adopters of technology tended to be unusually creative adults in new, uncharted realms. Most other supposed markers of success turned out to be mirages. When all the number crunching was done, several dozen factors, including a few real oddities, emerged as ones that could help predict candidates' chances. The biggest impact of Carlisle's experiment, however, transcended any single hiring shortcut. What Google learned was that it had been looking at candidates' resumes far too narrowly. Fast-growing Google had started out by focusing inordinately on candidates' education.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?